From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. British Finance Minister George Osborne said Monday the British economy is fundamentally strong and that Britain remains open for business. That message was repeated later in the day by Prime Minister David Cameron in his first address to Parliament since the Brexit vote.
I am clear, and the Cabinet agreed this morning, that the decision must be accepted and the process of implementing the decision in the best possible way must now begin.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry arrived in London Monday after a stop in Brussels where he cautioned the European Union against angry, vengeful behavior against Britain. Top European leaders, meanwhile, are rejecting talks with Britain on exiting the European Union before it triggers the formal process of doing so. Lisa Bryant reports.
The message sent by German, French, and Italian leaders was clear. No formal or informal talks with Britain until it triggers Article 50. The clause that formally sets in motion the 2-year period for it to leave the European Union. That's not expected to happen until after a replacement is chosen for British Prime Minister David Cameron, probably in September. The three heads of state met to form a common position as chaos spread after Britain's voted last week to leave the 28-member bloc. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
Israel and Turkey have agreed to normalize ties. Ties between the two countries broke down in 2010 over Israel's interception of a Turkish aid ship trying to break a blockade of the Gaza Strip, a senior Israeli official said as part of the restoration of normalized ties, Israel has apologized for its lethal raid on the ship and agreed to pay $20 million to the bereaved and injured. This is VOA News.